Jesus can relate to ordinary a Monday. In their series, Week 1. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. Luke 2:52. Jesus is fully God, but He's also fully human. If that seems hard to understand, don't worry. It's a little confusing for all of us. While Jesus' dual identity is a mind-bending, mysterious truth, it can also be a powerful source of comfort. It means He has both the experience to relate to us and the power to save us. Have you experienced loss? Jesus can relate. Have you felt anger? Jesus can relate. Have you ever been disappointed by someone you trust? Jesus can relate to that too. When we experience pain, challenges, or heartbreak, we know that Jesus can lead us through it, not just because He's God, but because He's been there. Jesus can relate to ordinary. Before Jesus walked on water, Mary and Joseph needed to teach Jesus how to walk on dry ground. Imagine 1-year-old Jesus standing on the floor as Mary and Joseph tried to motivate the Savior of the world to take His first steps. And before Jesus could repair the relationship between God and humanity, He needed to help His earthly father repair a table. Imagine Joseph waking the teenage creator of the world to help him create a piece of furniture. Jesus didn't start His life with sermons and miracles. He began life just like the rest of us as a baby. He grew up, learned, and lived a mostly ordinary life for someone of His time and place. To the people in His community, He probably seemed normal. After all, the people in His hometown were shocked when He began to teach and perform miracles. They didn't suspect the carpenter's son they'd known for decades could do what He did. Jesus likely had a daily routine most of us can relate to. He woke up, went to work, spent time with family and friends, did chores, and rested. We all have ordinary days. Days when life goes as we expect. Ordinary can be good, but life isn't always ordinary. Unexpected things happen, and God can call us to something extraordinary at any moment. Will we be ready? We obviously can't predict every situation that might happen in our lives. But we can put ourselves in the best position to be ready for anything. How? We follow Jesus' lead. We don't know how much Jesus knew about His future at any given moment. But He knew He couldn't accomplish His calling without a strong relationship with His Heavenly Father. The same is true for you. Last but not least is your 2 prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are You showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 10 verses 46 through 52. As Jesus and His disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed them. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that Jesus was going by, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many people told him to be quiet, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." So they called the blind man. "Come on," they said. "He's calling you." Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. "My master," the blind man said, "I want to see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has healed you." Immediately he could see, and he followed Jesus along the road. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 12 through 22. Now this is our boast, our conscience is clear. We have lived honestly and with godly sincerity in the world, and especially toward you. We are not writing anything to you that you cannot read and understand. And I hope that you will understand us to the end, just as you have already understood us in part. For on the day of the Lord Jesus, you will be able to boast about us just as we will be able to boast about you. I was planning to visit you first so you could benefit twice. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia and then again on my way back from Macedonia, and I hoped that you would help me on my journey to Judea. So why didn't I come as I had planned? Was I fickle? Do I make my plans lightly? No, when I say yes, it is really yes, and when I say no, it is really no. God is my witness that our message to you has never been yes and no at the same time. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you with Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are all yes in Christ. So through him, we say amen to God for his glory. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.